Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Thursday the 28th of December and it's the first Sunday of Christmas. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's. It's good to have you here. Today we'll be thinking a little bit more about St Matthew's theology and we'll also be thinking about Herod's murderous intentions. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being with us today, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you found us, whether you're with us live or on catch-up, whether you're on the phone or with us on the internet, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first name and location into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. Occasionally, the message doesn't get through, but usually it does. And it becomes a sign of who we're gathering here with today. There's no pressure though, don't feel the need to, but if you want to check in and say hi, we'll say hi to you. Today's service will last around 25 minutes. And if you can, please do stay with us till the end of the service. We've got a few photos from this morning and it's a good thing to do. So who do we have online here today? First up was Ruth. Ruth says, hello, everyone. Ruth has been away and is now back. Great to have you back, Ruth. Lovely to see you today. Thank you for everything. We pop from Cardiff over to Northern Germany, Lübeck, and Bjorn. Bjorn says, so Christmas has come and gone. I hope you have all had a good and peaceful time. You too, Bjorn. I hope you have had a good and peaceful time. And thank you, by the way, for your comment at the end of the live stream, at the end of the fourth Sunday of Advent. I always pop in a little in-joke and you got it. I'm sure you've got it for years, but it was just so lovely to see your comment there saying you look forward to it every year. So, willkommen and great to have you with us. From Northern Germany, Lübeck, to Cardiff. Laura, hello, Laura. And Doc Lowen from Riverside. Happy Christmas from Riverside. Same to you, Laura. Great to have you with us. Thank you for all that you do too. Now, Myrta joins us from Montevideo. Not just Montevideo, but a sunny and hot Montevideo. Montevideo, of course, capital of Uruguay, and they're in their summer as we're in our winter. I've just looked it up, 28 degrees, 28 degrees. Well done, Myrta. Hope you're enjoying yourself. And it's good that you're keeping the sun and the warmth for us. And you can send it along to us in a few months. I'm not sure that's how it works, but if you can, that would be very nice. Richard joins us from Cardiff. Season's greetings to all. Yes, and to you, Richard. Yes, indeed. Oscar joins us. Hi, everyone. Oscar, so good to have you with us. And lovely to have you on the live stream. Paul joins us. Hello from Pontprenai. It's just up the road, about 5 miles away. Paul, lovely to have you with us. I hope you had a good Christmas. Vanessa, back on the live stream, 3 days, she says, into the 40 of Christmas. 37 more to go. Or is it 36? I don't know. Can't do the maths in my head now. Depends if we're counting today or not. 37 more, I think it is. 3 days into the 40 of Christmas. Happy Christmas, she says. Yeah, happy Christmas to you, Vanessa. And thank you for all you do in St. John's and for us. Aidan joins us from Monmouthshire. Hi, everyone. It's a cold but dry and misty day. Hope everyone is doing okay. Question mark at the end. Yeah, I think we are, or at least most of the people I've spoken to today have been. And so that's really good of you to ask. And Tracy says, hi. We say hi back to you and to your mum. Lovely to have you with us. I want to say hello to Ruth, another Ruth, who joins us on her phone. but she often can't join us at the time we broadcast this. So hi, Ruth, we're thinking of you. And once again, a very special welcome to you if you're listening on the phone. So hello to Iris, Jane and Jane's friends. You're all welcome. So in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a moment to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for today. It's read for us by Tayo.
Collect for the first Sunday of Christmas. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share in our humanity, so we may share the life of his divinity, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Tayo. Lovely to have you back on the live stream reading things for us. Here's today's reading. It was recorded this morning in St. John's before the service by Richard, one of our two church wardens. It comes from chapter 2 of St. Matthew's Gospel. Just a quick word first, though, about the context here. Today's Gospel starts as the wise men, the Magi, leave. By a quirk in the lectionary, next Sunday we'll be celebrating Epiphany, which of course is when we remember when the Magi, the wise men, see Jesus. It is a little glitch in the timeline. It's not of our making, and don't let it put you off.
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2, starting at verse 13. Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. "A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled, because they are no more." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
In today's Gospel reading, Matthew continues with some of his great themes of Joseph being the model disciple and Jesus being the fulfillment of God's saving action through history. The wise men, the Magi, have departed, and we hear how Joseph is warned in a dream to flee to Egypt. It must have been hard to pack up the life they had and flee, even if it was for their safety. It could have been tempting to think, we'll give it a go, we'll probably be all right. But Joseph obeys the word of God. And at the end of this passage, again, they pack up their life and they come back. Again, Joseph is seen as obeying God, and we are given this example of how we should live our lives. Another one of Matthew's great themes is how Jesus is the total fulfillment of all of God's action in history, and all of the prophets and scriptures point to him. So Matthew says that this flight into Egypt and the flight out of Egypt was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." It's a lovely thought, but the truth is that that particular part of scripture probably referred to the Exodus rather than being a messianic text. Likewise with the quote from the prophet Jeremiah, which refers more to the time of the exile rather than to Jesus. But still, Matthew is concerned to show us the centrality of Jesus in God's saving action. I'd like to finish by thinking a little about Herod. Herod was an angry despot, a murderous person, and it's easy to think that he is made of something different than we are. It's easy to think we couldn't possibly do that. But study after study seems to show us that most of these angry, destructive, murderous leaders are pretty much made of the stuff that we're made of. What happens is, over time, they gradually depart from accepted norms of behaviour, and they keep doing that. And eventually, they end up far outside of any behaviour we would think as being normal or justified. But we too are subject to the same temptations. Think of employees who find that their company has done something wrong, but choose to side with the company rather than blow the whistle. Think of people who act that way in terms of their country or their race or their class or their sex, and do things that they wouldn't really do if they didn't have some mysterious loyalty to the people who were carrying out the atrocities. All of us are subject to this kind of capture of thinking which side we're on and acting in accordance with our side, when we should, of course, be focusing on God's word and God's standards of behaviour. So perhaps this week we might give thanks for Joseph. We might give thanks for all the scriptures that we've read before the time of Jesus. But also we might just have a little audit of ourselves and make sure that we too are not departing ever so slightly from the path that God would have us walk in. And so now we come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart this day, please feel free to put it into the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, We'll try to pray for your intention during the service. We are a praying and prayerful community. We've promised to pray with and for each other. And here's a reminder of that commitment now.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. So, Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for the Holy Scriptures which you gave to guide us, for those who study and explain them to us, for those in universities and in monasteries, for all who help with our commentaries and our understanding of your word. We pray at this time of Christmas for all those at university or college or schools, at whatever level. We pray for students and we pray for staff, whatever they do in academia. For those who keep the lights on, who ensure supplies are brought in, as well as those who teach. We pray for your world, O God, remembering those places which are suffering unseasonable drought or unseasonable water. We pray for those whose livelihoods are affected by climate change. And we thank you for those who seek to help us to live more gently on this earth. We pray for all people who feel threatened by their country or a neighbouring country. And so we pray for the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan and Tibet. We pray for the people of the United States of America and for Venezuela. Hear us as we pray for Gaza, Palestine, the Holy Land, for Israel, for all peoples of that region. We pray for peace and dignity for each one of them. And we hold before you, O God, the peace process for Ukraine and Russia. And we pray for an end to the missiles, the death and the destruction. With Aidan, we pray for those who find this festive season to be difficult rather than joyous.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Well, thank you all for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. I do look forward to seeing you week by week, and it's great to know that you're part of what we do online. We say evening prayer usually every weekday at St. John's online, but we're not saying it over the Christmas period. It will return next Monday. If you'd ever like to join in, send me an email. I'll send you the codes. We'll be back on the live stream next Sunday at our usual time on the phone, 1 hour later in St. John's at 10 in the morning before any of that, and at Evensong at 6 o'clock that night. Before we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today with some photos as usual. Just general few photos that we've got around the Christmas season, most of which were taken by wonderful Heather, because that's what she does and that's great. We're delighted. We wish each and every one of you a gentle and joyous week. We've got New Year celebrations in the middle of this week, so I hope all of that goes well for you. And we just simply need to say, go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.